The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
This life is as real as a dream, and the one who knows it cannot be found, and truth is not a thing. These are the words of Hogan Bays from our sutra book, Liberation from All Obstructions. This life is real as a dream. Often we hear in our teachings, in our sutras, and our great ancestors through koans and through their records about this dream quality of life. The Diamond Sutra Gata talks about life as a dream, a flash of lightning, a bubble in a stream. And of course, our koan that we selected, this beautiful story, with a student, Jing Xian, asks, what is it like after the dream? And Zi Yang says, when you are in a dream, you still speak the language of dreams. And this dream, dreaming, I really appreciate when I hear, David Roshi asking us to dream into a koan. What is that? What is this dream? Depending on how you have approached this or understood this from your culture and your family and your history, it may have different meanings. Typically, in our traditional, conventional reality, a dream is something you wake up from. It's not the truth. You're dreaming. I remember as a young boy in high school, I kind of had this habit of sitting at the back of the class and staring out the window, and I would occasionally hear, Mr. Herzog, quit dreaming, pay attention. And under my breath, I'd be saying, I am paying attention, just not to your bullshit. This dreaming. We are often told we hear in present day culture about staying present to the present moment, being mindful of the present moment, be present. But when we examine this really, really closely in our practice, examine it for ourselves, there's nothing there. Where is dinner? Where's the sound of the han? Where's your childhood? Were they ever there? It's like smoke. You can experience it, you can see it, but when you reach out and grab it, it just dissipates. The Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, referred to himself as the Tathagata, the one who thus comes, and also the one who thus goes, the one who comes and goes. Not the one who comes and stays a while, hangs out, and then goes. The one who comes and goes. Everything comes and goes. Everything is in the state of arising and passing away, this ephemerality of life. And for those of us who are used to kind of grabbing on and holding on to ideas and things, especially in our modern culture, it can be disconcerting to see, to really see this for yourself. There is a Taoist story about a monk who had a dream. He dreamt that he was a butterfly. And then when he woke up, he remembered the dream and asked himself, was I a man dreaming of a butterfly, or am I now a butterfly dreaming of a man? There's a lot of commentary on that story, but I think it points to this wistfulness, this passing nature of our life. The immediacy of what's in front of us, swiftly passing by. There's a wistful beauty to it. And so tonight, my encouragement is to open your heart and open your awareness to this fleeting life. This is not something you can do when you're driving in traffic, not something you can do when you're home making dinner or speaking with friends and spouses. This is a unique opportunity that you have stepped into to see the way this fleeting life passes. Ji Yang said, when you are in a dream, you still speak the language of dreams. What is the language of dreams? One of my favorite pieces of music is a piece by Johann Sebastian Bach, the first of his solo cello suites. It's a piece that lasts about 3 minutes long. Wildly flowing arpeggios, melodies that suggest beautiful, intricate harmonies, but never two notes are played at the same time. And you can't hold it in your hand, like all music, like life. You experience its passing. You experience it when you're in the middle of it. Where's the beginning? When you're at the end of it, where's the middle? Where is it? That dreamlike quality, flowing. The flowing of music, the flowing of life. All of it. All of it. Right here. So as you finish off your wonderful last round of Zazen this evening, stay open to seeing how the things of this life flow by. Experience it. And then off to bed. Where's the bell? Where's dinner? Where's your life? Ji Yang said, when you are in a dream, you still speak the language of dreams. Thank you.